Thank you, Derek Ismaki.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
John Lucan, the mustache muchacho, is in the house. John, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
And we have our producer extraordinaire on the rise here, Bradley Feingold. Brad, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Just happy to be here again.
All right, we're happy to have you. So I am back. I'm happy to be back. I missed you guys last week. I went and sat in my car and just cried while I listened to you guys. But
that warms my heart for some reason.
Yeah, it was fun. It was also sad because I had so many things I wanted to yell, and I was just yelling at no one. So I just started vigorously texting Derek. I was like, I hope one of these gets on the show.
It happened. It worked.
Yeah, no, yeah, I appreciate it. The Jacksonville State Chattanooga comment made
Yes. I can't believe you actually watched that game straight through.
I was at work. I had nothing else to do.
Okay, that's true. I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Yeah. Talking about practice. It's a Labor Day. So thank you for those of you who are listening, for those of you who had to actually go do labor today. I know, John, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, well, I do what I can.
We appreciate it.
All right, so we got a big show. We're going to discuss J.J. Watt's charity, college football, Browns, players sitting, and some of the repercussions from that. KD's comment that dropped some stock prices, so we'll get into that. Lonzo Ball is back in the news and upsetting everyone who likes real hip-hop. We have some news for you from Derek Ismaki, and Derek's going to complain about some stuff later.
Always.
But
always.
Let's start on a happy note before we get to Derek being upset at the world and things that don't really bother most people. Let's start with Derek's, you didn't start a charity.
I didn't, no, but you can give me credit for it. I'll take it.
Yeah. J.J. Watt is doing some amazing work. J.J. Watt, the defensive end for the Houston Texans. If you're not aware, I think it was just over a week ago.
Yeah.
When he started the charity. He started a charity for Harvey relief efforts, and he started with the goal of $500,000. We are just over a week in, and he has raised over $18 million, I believe was the last number I saw.
Yeah, 18 and a half of a day ago was tweeted.
Man.
There you go. Yeah, wow, that's impressive.
That is a lot of money, and he's actually out there. I get... All right.
That's more than he's being paid this year, isn't it?
By a lot.
Yeah. Like, I think he's only getting 11?
10 or 11 million, yeah.
I mean, granted, it's not his money he's donating.
Well, no, of course. Or
it's,
no.
It's a combination of a lot of people, so yes.
No, yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying, that's a lot of change right there.
No doubt. And I mean, one thing, it's obviously the disaster that's happened is, you know, hearts and prayers certainly go out to everyone that has suffered in some way. And I think we all have some very close degrees of bacon to everyone that has had some type of something bad happened to them in that area. I know, Jero, you have family in that area.
Yep, my mom fortunately was here helping out with my grandmother the past 2 weeks. So she missed Hurricane Harvey, but a lot of her neighbors, well, I mean, it missed her house too. A lot of her neighbors, wow, though, weren't so lucky. Yeah. A lot of her coworkers, not so lucky. I have a lot of friends who actually are dealing with the ramifications. And I actually have a lot of friends who drove up from Austin with boats helping people out during the hurricane. So this is something Derek and I were talking about at lunch yesterday. The one beautiful thing that does come from these natural disasters is your everyday, you know, your average Joe getting a boat and going and helping people. All these people working at these donation centers tirelessly around the clock. Mm-hmm. First responders, you know, I watched a video of a police officer just collapsing from exhaustion because he had worked, you know, something like 60 hours straight and didn't take any time off. So, you know, some good, definitely, you know, it is nice to see when, you know, in this country, despite all the madness that's going on, we kind of put all that aside and help one another out. So
there is some basic humanity left in us.
Yes. Yeah. There is.
Which is really nice to see after these last, you know, month and a half of stuff around the country.
I mean, it's terrible that it has to be like this terrible natural disaster that brings us together, but it's usually kind of those times when the times are darkest that you kind of have to do come together to really get through it. And I think we kind of realized that, hey, we are in this country together. We're in this, we're all, no matter what you stand, you're, we can't really change it. And the best we can do is just try to make it work.
Yeah, no, I was, I was in New York shortly before 9/11, and then I was there shortly after. And there was a palpable difference in just the way people treated each other after that, obviously, that horrific incident. And so we just, you know, we wanted to, there's not a whole lot of points to make on this, except the fact that J.J. Watt's doing awesome work. Mm-hmm. And
Along with everyone else that has contributed to it.
Yes.
He's not the only one.
Of course. But he's
made a big statement out there with the drive that he's done.
Yeah, I actually,
shouts to him.
I was watching a video of Steven Jackson, Captain Jack, Stack Jack, whatever you want to call him. He's back in Port Arthur, Texas, which is where he's from. And if you've ever been to Port Arthur, Texas, the moment you hear Steven Jackson talk, you know he's from Port Arthur, Texas. And he was out there. He brought a bunch of trucks, and they were just dropping off deliveries, you know, bunch of stuff for the local people, and you know, he was cranking some music, and it looked like a real good time, actually. But it's just cool to see athletes do this. A lot of athletes do this stuff like this all the time, and it's never stated, you know.
Yeah.
I know we've talked before on the show about how Marshawn Lynch last summer went to Haiti and just started building houses for the people there out of his own pocket. Didn't even raise money, just went down there like, yo, I'm gonna buy houses. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna build some.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So it's always, you know, we dog these players left and right when they mess up. So I think it's only right that we spend at least a few minutes discussing some of the charitable works and the good works done by professional athletes. Mm-hmm. And of course, we encourage all of you out there, if you got anything that you can spare at all, check out some of those charities. Check out J.J. Watt's, you know, vet these charities before you just donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate that people do, are so scammy that way, that they are willing to take advantage of situations like this for
the yes. Benefit. Well, that's the other side of these tragedies, is there's all these people banding together on one side, and then there's always a couple of them, a couple bad apples out there scheming off those people and preying on them. So, just do a little vetting. But J.J. Watt's charity, I mean, I saw some video of him the other night just getting ready, loading up trucks, and so that one looks pretty legit. So feel free to donate some money there. Hey, guys. Football's back, like this time for real.
Yeah, for real this time.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Not Jacksonville State, Chattanooga. Like, real. We got real football games this week.
I actually turned on the TV and saw my Michigan-Florida game that I thought I was going to have last week, but thank you, John.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I started off my day.
That was a joke of a game.
I started off my Saturday, as at least Derek knows, my two favorite college football teams are Texas and Michigan. Yeah, I have two favorite teams. I really have like eight if you break it down. But
well, I feel like college is the
college
exception
football,
on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the
place. Give you that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
glad
I'm still going to give you something for it. I mean, you got to.
I mean, you got to have a number one.
Yeah, you know, you have to have a number one, but you can have like four
team
or five.
Support,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's not pay on favorites, though.
Let's put it this way.
One favorite.
If Texas and Michigan met in the championship game, I'd have a real dilemma on my hands.
But
anyway, so I started off the morning watching the Texas game, which was. When I turned it, by the time I woke up and I turned it on, it was back and forth. It was a great game. And then Maryland just handled business at the end. Put up 51 points on this Longhorns team. So let's stay there for a second. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch it, but the big story is, so they fired Charlie Strong last year, who was the head coach for 3 years, really turned the program around as far as
Character-wise,
yeah. But unfortunately, that did not translate into dubs. And the boosters in Texas are incredibly aggressive, depending on who you talk to. They just about had Nick Saban coaching there. They offered him a ridiculous sum of money from rumors and stories I've heard. So this is all alleged, but
I mean, you can imagine. I mean, Nick Saban is a god in Alabama. To lure a god away from Alabama, you got to be giving him a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe offering him more like, you know,
we're talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars to go there over 10 years. So anyway, that's just a rumor out there. But so the boosters there are pretty aggressive. They spend a lot of money.
I mean, have you seen their locker room that they just redid?
Yeah.
It is nicer than like the NFL locker rooms. I was looking at the new Tampa Bay one. That thing is like pedantic compared to his Texas one, man.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, when you're not paying your employees, you can afford really nice accommodations a nice locker room. But the big story coming out of that game is it already time to hit the panic button? Because this was a rebuild project after the Texas let go of Mack Brown and Charlie Strong came in. But don't buy that for a second. This is no longer a rebuilding process. If you look at their recruiting classes the last 4 years, they're in the top 10 every single year. So Tom Herman, the clock is ticking, buddy. You can't lose to Maryland at home in your home opener when you're a ranked college football team this year. And, man, their recruiting classes are great, so we'll see.
They were strong recruiting classes.
It's freaking Maryland. They haven't beat anyone, any ranked opponent since 2010. It's been 7 years. So that's how my Saturday started.
Okay.
And this is all about me. This is a very self-absorbed show for the time being.
It's fine. You're catching up, man.
Yeah. I'm getting all these hot takes out there.
You got a mic in your face right now.
So that's how my morning started off, just doubting everything about my guys in Burnt Orange, the Longhorns down there. But then Michigan played. They beat Florida rather soundly. There were some horrible calls in the first half, made Derek turn off the TV for a while.
Yeah, I changed away from the channel. Let's say it was the... it was like the second or third play of the game, and they called they were trying to review a call for targeting after one of their better defensive players late hit out of bounds. They call it a personal foul, and then they stopped the game again to go review to see if there could be targeting. And if they did call targeting, the guy would have been out for the game. And again, it's like the second or third play of the game. And I'm just like, my biggest complaint about football has always been it takes so long. Like, just speed up the process a little bit.
No
You're
doubt.
Killing me, Smalls.
But can we talk about how scrub of a team this Florida team was?
Well, they had seven players out.
And they lost their starting quarterback.
Five of those are their top players on their team. You know, one is their receiver that's, top two receiver in the country.
Yeah, no doubt.
In Callaway, they struggled.
I mean,
Michigan struggled. That defense,
they didn't score a single touchdown. Their offense.
That defense Florida's, is real.
Florida's defense.
I'll give you that.
Florida's offense did not score a single touchdown against Michigan. They only got
but you can't be you can't be thrilled with that win.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it. I get it. But at
you'll
the same
take
time,
it. I'll,
of course, it's the first game of the season. But yeah.
Is Tebow's eligibility up? Because they might want to give him a shout. If he's still got a year, did he redshirt a year? He might still have a year.
They haven't been good since Tebow.
No, they haven't.
They haven't. Like,
I mean, they've had some good defenses, but their quarterback carousel just keeps spinning. So
yeah.
Well, and that's. I mean, at the same time, that's kind of relative. You know, I mean, they're playing in what, the SEC West. You put them in the Big 12, and they win that every year.
Whoa, buddy.
I wouldn't say that.
Relax.
They win it the last 5 years.
My God, jeez.
But here's the thing. The SEC has been dominant, but in the SEC, there's only one good quarterback, and that's Hurts at Alabama. Everyone else is, for the most part, are average in any other conference. So, I mean, unless you're playing Alabama, you should be doing well in any other game.
Yeah.
Point taken.
Yeah.
Michigan handled business. They won.
Yeah.
I still hate the fact that college football is
go
still
blue.
With,
sorry, I just had to get
still,
that in.
Still filled with a bunch of just ridiculousness.
Cal
another
won.
Thing.
Cal won.
I'm just calling it out there again.
Want to get some local.
Spinning the ball after you make a catch should not be considered a 15-yard
penalty.
Oh,
yeah. That was ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, people.
Hey, but those Jordan uniforms look fresh.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
They look really cool throwing back-to-back pick sixes.
All right, let's get into two more big games and then our starting point guard for your Chico State Wildcats, Jalen McFerrin's here, so we got to get him on the mic here in a moment.
Yes, yes.
Let's knock these out. So we had Florida State, Alabama.
Yep.
Which
Alabama loses two starting linebackers. Yep, Florida State loses their quarterback.
Yeah.
For both all four seasons.
Well, okay. So be fair, Florida State's quarterback might have the worst haircut in the game in the quarterback game. So I kind of saw that coming. You can't. I don't even know what he's going for.
Did you guys see the hit?
I mean, did he change? I haven't seen it. Did he change it from last season? Because I saw it last season. It was.
It's like a samurai bun now.
Yeah.
It's got
a whale spout. It's on the top of his head.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
on my TV
and he's got
anymore.
The Aaliyah baby hairs, combed down. You know what I'm saying? it's just not. It's not a good look.
I think him losing his knee is actually probably better for him right now. That way, he doesn't get on camera so much.
I'm surprised that no one said anything about that hit. I don't know if you guys saw that hit, but it was.
He did get hit low.
I feel like it was pretty dirty of a play.
I mean, he was running away. I don't feel like it was too dirty. But, I mean, that's what happens when you can't hit him in the chest anymore.
Yeah. All
right. You can't hit him anywhere right now.
Well, you hit him in the arm.
Flag football.
So, Alabama wins. Breaking news.
Yep.
Alabama wins
Shocking.
Again. And then we had UCLA. Was that last?
That was last night.
That was last night, yeah.
This three-day weekend's throwing me off.
I'm loving it.
UCLA was down, 35 points.
No, wasn't it 41-10 or 44-10?
44-10.
44-10, yeah.
34 points.
Yeah.
They were down a lot.
I'm good at math.
And they were down, I want to say, by 17 with 4.5 minutes left or something like that. And Rosen, the quarterback, just throws some ridiculous passes.
The Rosen one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, everyone, let's just take a time
out. We can stop.
What's crazy, though, with Rosen is...
I thought it was the Chosen Rosen. I thought it was Chosen Rosen.
Oh, the Rosen one. Okay.
For one game.
But no, I mean, like I was saying before the show, I thought he put on a horrible performance. I looked at his stat line, though. Have you seen his stat line?
It was amazing.
It's like 30, well, I have it written down here. It's 35 for 59 for 491 yards with four touchdowns and no interceptions.
Well, the majority of those completions were probably in the fourth quarter, so that probably boosted up.
That's a good point.
With one being, should have been probably a pick.
Their offense was definitely stagnant until that fourth, so. Mm-hmm.
But that just was... my heart goes out for Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, aren't they in the SEC?
SEC West.
Exactly.
With point
proven. SEC sucks.
Oh no, ACC's coming up. They're probably going to be number one soon.
That's a hot take and a half right there.
I'll agree with Derek. SEC is not as good anymore. They used to be.
Big Ten.
All right. Who's this Brad guy you just brought in to agree with Derek?
He almost got kicked off.
Yeah, this is not how it's supposed to work.
I'm trying to get his good grades.
Derek, this is not how it's supposed to work, my guy. All right. So, yeah, crazy weekend in college football. But this is talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, 90.1 KZFR. What we like to do from time to time around here is have some of our local athletes come in, and we are lucky enough to have my man, the starting point guard for your Chico State Wildcats. Jalen McFerrin is in the building. Jalen,
what's
up?
Yeah,
your girl can come in here.
Yeah, she was calling.
Come on in. We need a feminine influence. Don't be shy. It's all good. We got too many dudes, and we got way too many dudes here today.
A little bit. Yeah, it's a little much right now.
She's an athlete, too. She plays softball.
There we go.
Come on.
Wait, is this her senior year, though?
No,
is this her junior?
This is junior.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's got one more year after this, but still. Hey, we should get her on during baseball softball season.
Yeah, when does softball start?
Isn't that February? February, March, something like that? Yeah.
Okay.
You can grab a chair. Let's go. Let's get. Yeah. We got softball and basketball.
No, if you don't want to talk, you're good.
Yeah.
We'll get you on in February or March. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll schedule that.
Pencil that in.
So, Jalen, you're back. Thank you for making time for us today.
No problem about
the scheduling conflict last week. But, basketball, when do you guys start? You guys are late November, right?
First week of November.
First week?
Yeah. We start up first game against Stanford.
Wait, what?
Stanford.
What?
Oh, we play Stanford, and same weekend we actually play Arizona again.
Oh, you played? Wow. Oh, tight.
Okay. Is that a tournament or?
Yeah.
No, it's both games at their locations.
Yeah, we should travel for that Stanford one.
Live on location.
I'm probably going to that Arizona one, so hopefully you'll see you there.
I got
a friend in Arizona, so I'll be staying with her, and hopefully
that's a three-peat right there.
Yep.
That's the third time playing them in a row.
Yeah. You guys were televised on that one last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
Didn't Duncan make top 10? He banged on.
He did. Yeah, I remember.
That was the first one. That was the first one.
That was on Gabe York.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay. But he made top 10, right? SportsCenter top 10?
Yeah, that was up there.
Yeah, that's fresh, dude. So, you guys are obviously already practicing again?
Yeah, last week was our first week.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have the summers off?
Pretty much. I mean, they send
to work on.
I mean, we can't come in into the fall out of shape.
Can't look like Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, we can't. We got a couple guys. It might be close, but... No, our team is pretty good. We're working out and sticking to things. Everyone's pretty competitive and want to come in and get shape. So
do the coaches give you notes going into the off season? Like, this is what we want you to work on?
Yeah, so we have our exit meetings.
Yeah.
And you talk about individual things you got to get better at, and then he gives us a workout package.
Give us a sneak peek. What'd they tell you?
With me, it was a couple of things. I always come in into the meeting with, a list of things I want to get better at individually. I think the biggest thing for me was just to keep growing as a leader and just grabbing some of the young guys, getting them ready because they're going to play a key role for this year. So that was probably the biggest thing.
It's crazy that you're going into your senior year, man.
Yeah, it went by too fast.
Yeah, I met you when you were a freshman through our barber, Flacco, shouts to him. But I can't believe that was 4 years ago already, man.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but I'm ready for the year. It's
a good year. Well, you guys have been getting better and better the last couple of years. The year before, you guys just missed making the tournament, right? Was that the year before? Am I tripping?
Yeah, we won the West Region last year.
Last year, but the year prior, you were right there on the cusp, right?
The year before that, we lost the first round of the tournament.
Okay, that's right. That was at home, wasn't it?
That was the CCA first round of playoffs.
Yeah, we were there for that.
Is that the one we were there at?
Yeah.
Was that the Golden Eagles on that one? LA?
Yeah. The worst game I've been a part of here. So.
Really? Yeah. I'm sorry to bring that up.
That was pretty bad.
Let's talk about other heartbreaks and losses in your life.
No, you guys made it pretty far last year, though, didn't you?
Last year was
Elite Eight.
Elite
Eight, right?
Yeah, best years in school history, so.
Yeah, you guys went awesome. To, was it in Sioux Falls you guys were?
It was in South Dakota.
Nice.
There you go. How
was that? A little different than Chico.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah? Do you guys just stay on, like, campus? You guys just have hotel, though?
We stayed at a hotel. Okay. And, we toured around a little bit. It was actually my 21st birthday, so that was...
Oh, man.
In South Dakota.
There you go.
That's the goal right there, right?
Yeah.
21st in South Dakota.
Yeah, screw Vegas.
a lot of our family came up for that, so that was cool.
Nice.
It was just one of those trips you got to focus in and take care of business. We unfortunately didn't win, but it was a great experience. You know, got to experience something different.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I mean, I remember watching that game. You guys were in it the whole time. It just looked at the end like you guys were gassed. Was that the case, or do you try not to think about that game too much?
No, I thought about it a lot.
Yeah, my bad.
I remember watching that game. We had a pretty good following of you guys over at Buffalo Wild Wings. We kept watching all those games, so it was fun to watch for sure.
I mean, with that whole journey, it was a lot of support coming from Chico.
For sure.
It was great. I think when we got to that point, we just kind of lost a little bit of focus. We were satisfied with the West Region.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, that was our first time winning. So,
sure.
Seeing the success early like that and then going and having to, like, turn the switch and go back to focus mode was, I think, hard for us. Which it kind of gave us a lot of experience for this year. And we lost two guys last year that was in the rotation. So, and we gained a lot of young guys coming up that redshirted last year. That's going to be really good for us.
Okay.
So, with that experience, I think that was very treacherous for us.
Yeah. So with these younger guys, you're now the vet on the squad, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, right?
It's super weird.
So you're having to grab these guys, and what are you telling these guys? Just, like, trying to help them navigate how to balance both being a student and an athlete and social life and all that kind
of
stuff?
I mean, a lot of guys, they got the student part down. You know, they got better than me, but I think with just telling them, just it's an everyday grind. You gotta, you know, treat every day like it's an opportunity to get that much better.
Yeah,
it's very important. It's gonna be a long year. So
sure,
what can I do today to make myself and my team better? I think that's so underrated, and that's something we learned last year late in the season. And that's what helped us get to that West Region Championship.
Well, with losing two of your rotation guys, how's the chemistry coming along? I know you're only, what, a week in to practice, but how's the chemistry going so far?
I think we have really good chemistry as a team. We hang out a lot off the court.
Yeah.
We talk a lot over the summer. And
do you guys, like, work out together over summer at all, or are you kind of on your...
I spent my summer here.
Okay.
A couple other guys that spent their summer. So whenever they're in town, we get together and we work out. Whenever we, like say we go down to SoCal and there's some guys from SoCal, try to connect with them, I'm sure. But... the chemistry is just—it's a high-level chemistry team. We love being around each other. Coaches, we have great relationships with our coaches. We got new assistants this year, and they've kind of fit right in. So
great.
The chemistry is second to none.
So what's going to be different between this year and last? Obviously, you lost a couple guys. We just talked about that. So how do you get these younger guys up to speed?
It just comes from experience. You just got to learn each day. Practice is new, different practice plans and things like that. Time will tell, you know, how they will come about. But
what are you more that you get up in freshman face, or you kind of lead by example type with your leadership? How do you?
I think it's different in my mind than probably to them. I don't know. Each guy, I try to be different. Some guys you got to take a different approach towards. Like our younger point guard, Isaiah Brooks, he's really good, but you got to kind of be aggressive with him a little bit. I don't think he understands how good he is, but it's just different guys. Justin Briggs was a freshman last year, and early on, I'll get in his face, you know, yell at him, just try to get that, you know, that monster out of him.
But yeah.
He wasn't really responding to that as well, just simply talking to him, just, you know,
sure.
So each guy's just really different. You kind of just got to, you know, take a different approach.
Absolutely. I mean, that's key in any leadership role, right? Mm. Is understanding, whether you're a boss, you're a manager, whatever, is understanding the people you work with and how to get the most out of them. So right. It sounds like that's a big transition for you, is figuring that out from, you know, just a few years ago being a freshman, being a youngin' in the game, to now right. being a vet, which is still crazy for me to say yeah. that you're a senior, man.
Yeah, I remember I was freshman year. I was that guy that got every game. I was getting snatched up by one of the older guys. I just try to be good to them, and
yeah,
you know, it'll come in a full circle. So
right, right.
So you being a senior this year, are you graduating at the end of the school year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your degree going to be in?
I'm a business marketing.
Business marketing. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Any plans after? What'd you think?
Yeah.
Of,
so what's next?
Yeah.
I interned this summer at Hornsman. It's an investment company.
Okay.
Nice. That went really well. Hopefully, I could. We've talked about future things.
Okay.
But only time would tell with that. And I'm just trying to go day by day, enjoy, you know, the fruits of everything. So.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Last year.
Yeah,
you know, last little circle around.
Soak it in, bro.
I gotta ask you. We were checking out. We were looking over your stats and everything before the game or before the show. You're shooting 45% last year from three.
Yeah, my man. Yeah. My man was.
You upping that this year? You're gonna try to stay even keel? How do you?
Yeah, I'm.
You
shooting,
got high hopes from the behind the arc. Yeah.
My goal is 50.
Wow,
50. Okay.
I got off to a slow start last year. Yeah. I knew why, and so I'm taking a different approach this year. To start the year off, it's kind of the same approach I took at the second part of last season. So hopefully I could shoot him, knock him down. Our team is really good, so they open up a lot of free, like, open shots.
Sure.
What do you think is, like, as a team, is your strongest suit right now? Like, where do you think your bigs? You got some good bigs.
I think we got the best bigs in the country.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
Not even trying to jump it, but I think we honestly have depth at the bigs position, and they're some of the best bigs in the country.
Nice.
That's great, man. This is Talking About Practice on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are community-supported radio for the Sacramento Valley, the Foothills, and beyond. We are talking with Jalen McFerrin, starting point guard from your Chico State Wildcats. So you say the bigs are the strength. What is your weakness then?
Ooh.
The point guard position.
I think our coach could tell you that pretty quick. He focuses on what we can get better at every day.
Sure.
I think our weakness right now is probably just playing within our roles.
Sure.
That's always the hardest thing in the beginning of the year. Every guy, you know, takes it upon themselves to get better at what they're not good at individually. Mm-hmm. So then you come into, you know, the fall and you want to display it. But sometimes that's not the best for the team. So I think just learning that, especially for the younger guys, that's really hard. That was my biggest, you know, weakness my freshman year. I came in thinking I was going to be that guy. And,
yeah.
You know, I averaged 2 points, if that. you got to learn your role and be the best at your role. So.
But you've upped your points per game every season. I think so your freshman year was only 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you were 9, and then last year you were at 12.5. So are we going to get a 20-point average this year? What, bro?
Nah. Like I said, that's the beauty of our team. We got so many scorers.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that. I just, you know, I want to be a threat, but take what the defense gives me, what my teammates give me, and go from there. I shot 45%, so that helped out a lot.
For sure. Yeah.
That
helped out
especially that's helping out your bigs out a lot too, when you
got everyone around the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping the people, exactly. The defense honest.
So we'll see. I don't really shoot for statistics like that as far as points or things like that. I just try to play within myself.
Well answered.
Well answered.
That was great.
Answer. Yeah.
That was very
NBA team
well
would
done.
Love you right now. Like, that's what I want to hear from my guys.
That was very well done. Yo, so you guys, in my opinion, it looks like you guys kind of opened up the offense a little bit more last year. You played a little more up and down. Is that something the coaches, like, really emphasized in the offseason as you're going into it, as they got to know the guys? Like, we need to get the ball out and up the floor.
I think with the transition of just, like, the young guys getting older, more trust.
Yeah.
Different styles of play. I think my style was different than the point guard before me. And we got guys that can really go and fly up the court. We got bigs that can run. So he kind of, in the beginning of the year, he was pretty tight on us. And then he literally just said, you know, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm gonna just try to have fun and enjoy it and just coach you guys and let you guys do what you do. And from there, kind of like open the gate for us. And
yeah,
of course we can't, you know, go out there throwing lobs and stuff all game. But he definitely let us play within ourselves a lot more and trust us with what we do individually.
I noticed it from the beginning of the season towards the end. I mean, you guys definitely. It seemed like you guys were walking the ball up a lot more at the beginning of the season. And then by the end, you guys were up and down, throwing lobs like you were mentioning, yeah. You know, like playing a very much more free type of style of basketball. And that was a lot of fun to watch. Do you think going into this season, what do you think the biggest challenge would be, getting back to where you guys were last year and maybe even beyond that, making the tourney and stuff like that?
I think the target on our back is what makes it hard. Every game is... It's difficult. I mean,
is there a preseason ranking that's gonna? I'm guessing it hasn't come out yet. It's probably way too early for that.
Right. Preseason rankings last year, I think it was ranked like
seventh
or 11th.
You think it'd be better than that this year? You feel it. You probably.
I feel it, but I don't really care about rankings because every time we're ranked high, we end up losing.
Yeah.
It's like a jinx.
But like you said, last couple of years, you guys have done pretty well, so you guys got that target on your back from other teams.
Yeah. I mean, every road game is like. They have some kind of theme going on, trying to get
people out to the games. And
then they're playing their best games. I mean, it was a lot of times our coach does a great job at scouting, but then guys have their career nights against us, and it's like, this guy is a 25% three-point shooter. He just hit three threes.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. You just got, like I said, every day you got to prepare like that. You can take everything serious. Every game you got to prepare like it's the championship game because they're treating it like it's a championship game. So...
And that's going to really help you out kind of during the season because every single night you guys are really being tested.
It's
so,
grind, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to make you guys grow quickly, going to a packed house night after night when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Yo, so Chico, come out and support your team so when teams come here, we can pack the house. You know what I mean? Like, we need.
Return the favor. Yeah, they need to know. Yeah. That it's not, you guys are in scrubs. You're not going to walk over here. You guys are.
Yeah, we need to represent.
Quality basketball.
Especially you students. I mean, come on.
It's free for you
it's
guys.
7 o'clock.
It's free.
You don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to party till like 9 o'clock. That's perfect. You go pregame, go to the game, you know what I'm saying?
You can't last that long if you started out that early anyway. So we're thinking of you here.
Yeah.
So if your night lasts longer, go to the basketball games. There's like dorms right across the street from it.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on, these games should all be sold out. So before we wrap up here, just couple quick questions. So you're done after this. You have your... You're working on your career. I'm just curious, how do you balance? For 4 years now, you've been doing this. How do you balance school, personal life? You have a girl. How do you do all of that with basketball? Because how many hours are you allowed to practice? Like 20 a week or something like that?
Right now, it's like it's baby time. But once October hits, we're practicing like 3 hours a day. So it's definitely.
And school doesn't stop.
Yeah, and I actually work on campus too. So
There you go.
And then I have an app called ENT Now. So that hit this summer. So I have a lot on my plate. But
dang, okay.
You just try to enjoy it. You know, you got responsibilities comes with rewards and things like that. So you just try to enjoy it, and you only can be at one place at one time. My girlfriend's really supportive, so she doesn't add any stress to that. So that's cool.
Well, and you understand you're an athlete, so that's got to help, with your busy schedule.
Right.
Yeah. People should take note, man. I mean, people out there always complain that you got too much schoolwork, and look at this guy.
Yeah.
You're an athlete, got a job, doing an app, and going to school.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So no excuses out there.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah. There's a few roads. Yeah. The road stints where you guys are away for like a week or two at a time, right? I mean, when you guys were playing in the season?
During the season, it's like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
But when we made the playoffs, we was gone for a month.
Yeah. So, which is crazy for school. How do you bounce back? How do your teachers just kind of give you, email you?
That a lot of us stressed about because.
Yeah, that's a struggle, man.
Check our portals.
Hats off to you.
Check our portals.
Yeah.
But, they understood. I think a lot of teachers.
A lot of study halls when you get back.
On the road.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
The teachers were really great with that last year.
Okay.
They understood what our goal was and that we have to build a relationship with them before
absolutely.
So I think that's really key. Like, I have a great relationship with all my teachers. I try to build that relationship early on in the semester. And then when that time comes, it's like, hey, I've already told you this is
right.
Yeah.
I told you this is our goal. I've showed effort before. Like, can you help?
Right,
me
you know,
out
Ben, right. you know, Ben Simmons showing up for roll and then leaving.
Yeah, if we were that good,
he didn't even show up for roll, man.
Yeah, right.
Simmons probably just never even showed up.
Yeah. Why bother? You know, you're going straight to the league.
I'm going pro. You know, it's a high and by.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of pros, right now you play point guard. Point guard is probably one of the most prominent positions right now in the NBA with the number of players that are out there. What's one of the guys in the league you like a lot that, like, hey, man, that's the point guard I could want to model myself out of? Or
I'm really biased. I'm being from Oakland. I'm a Damian Lillard fan.
All right.
You can't tell me anybody that's better than him right now. So, but, I mean, there's a lot of great point guards.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere right now.
I mean, you gotta have a great point guard to do well in the league, I think.
But Dame Lillard, that's your guy.
That's my guy.
Have you got a chance to ever play with him?
I mean, he played around a little bit with us.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
he's nice, good.
Yeah. I mean, he's never, like, taking it seriously against us. He could really just joke around and beat us. But when I was in high school, he was around a lot.
Right.
And I went, you know, to Portland last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Is he pretty approachable type of guy?
He's down to earth. Really? Super humble guy.
Everyone from Oakland is, though.
Yeah.
It's an Oakland thing, I'm telling you. Yeah.
From Oakland, man.
But yeah, I played against Damian when he was in eighth grade. I was much older. I was probably like 20 at that point, maybe not.
You were 20 and he was in eighth grade and you're playing against him?
Yeah, he was dirty. He was nasty.
Right now, you're 20.
Yeah, he threw my shot off the backboard when he was in eighth grade, bro.
I'm going to check how old he is because I don't think he's that.
Maybe the discrepancy wasn't that much.
Jero is ancient. So
yeah, like, I am. I'm 32, bro. Yeah,
wait, are you really?
There. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I look great because I eat terribly.
That's to me.
A lot of lotion, guys.
Before we get you out of here, you're welcome to hang out, but I don't even know where we're going from here. We're going to talk some KD, Lonzo Ball, so maybe that's up your alley. But a last question for you. With this season approaching, what do you think the biggest thing for the team overall to come together and really take that next step? What do you think you guys need to do? I asked this question in a different way before, but I want you to answer that specifically. What is going to be the biggest challenge from going from the Elite Eight to possibly winning it all?
Kind of like the same answer, I guess.
It was a bad question.
It's just focus. I mean, I think guys, you know, they underestimate all the little things that come together for something big. I mean, your diet, eating good.
Right.
And these are all things I've learned throughout the years. Just your diet, you getting your rest. I mean, people say that, coaches say that, but it's like, all right, whatever.
Right.
Say that, but it's actually really important.
Does the team have, like, a nutritionist or anything? Or
we have a nutritionist meeting
at
the beginning of the year.
But there's no, like, school does it for you. You got to do it on your own. Like, that's...
I think at any level.
Yeah.
It's really up to you.
I know this is Chico. Everyone knows what we do on the weekends here. Do you guys have, as a senior, is that, like, kind of your guys' role to make sure that people are getting to bed early and not showing up to practice, you know, tired, whatever.
Hungover. Just say it. Hungover. Yeah.
That's just beating stop beating around the bush.
Yeah, I love the party. I like the party.
Right.
I'm not going to hide it, but...
I mean, we're 22, 21?
I'm 21.
Yeah, yeah.
But season-wise, I mean, do you guys call a halt to going out and partying, or...?
Last year, I want to say it was around January or end of January, maybe early February. I just noticed a lot of guys going out. I stopped going out. I stopped drinking the last, like, 5 months of season. So, doing it myself, I saw the results of it. And I was able to just see, like, sitting back, see other guys, how it was affecting them. So we had a team meeting, brought everybody in and sat them down and just, you know, had each person talk and see what they wanted out of it. And then we came together and we encouraged it. I'm not that type of guy that's going to be hitting you up like, hey, are you out?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't have time for that. But I think if you get 8 or 10 guys that buys in, it influences the other 5. Or if you got, you
right.
know,
Lord.
Vice versa. But, yeah, I mean, later in the year, we'll have that discussion again.
Yeah.
Early on.
Sure.
It's a long season.
It's a slippery slope.
Right. Yeah.
Right now, have your fun.
You got to have some fun, man.
And it really comes up to you because only 5 guys can play at once. So,
yeah.
Right.
You know, if you want to be out partying, then that's your decision and it's going to affect you. Unless you're just like some superhuman and it doesn't really affect you. And so be it. But it, you know, it's really up to you individually.
For sure.
Good?
I'm good, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jalen, thank you so much. You want to say anything to the people before you get out of here? You want to shout anyone out?
I just want to shout out my teammates that's listening, all my teammates, my family, my mom, my dad.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've like just doubled our listenership by coming on the show. So. Really, like everyone that's on right now is because of you. So we appreciate everyone that's on. Obviously, the Chico State Wildcats. Shout out to everyone there. Want a good season out of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Yeah. Good luck, man. We'll be there. We'll support. We'll try and get all our listeners out there. So
I'll try to only get tossed from two games.
Make that game for Stanford. You can make the game if you can travel up.
Yeah.
It's, Palo Alto.
I want to say it's November 2nd, which is a Thursday. It's Halloween's the 31st, yeah, so it's that Thursday we play Stanford, then that Sunday we play Arizona. So
boys, road trip on Thursday?
Yeah.
That sounds down.
We should bring the whole show, man. Do a podcast
on Friday.
Game.
I'll take that one out.
We can do a podcast right before a game or something.
Yeah, yeah, man.
That would be awesome. Especially, that would be kind of pretty cool, playing at Stanford and in Arizona. Yeah. D1 schools.
Like a Pac-12 team at that point.
Yeah, it's a lot of lights on the court for sure before a game. It's tight. There's a lot of us wanting to play D1, so.
Yeah.
To play on that level and play with them. So, yeah, it's a good vibe for sure.
All right, so make sure, everybody, you come out and support your Chico State Wildcats. Men's basketball starts November 2nd?
Second.
In Stanford.
Against Stanford. Yeah. So we're going to try and get a crew together to go down for that. We'll make a thing out of it, maybe get some listeners to come down and meet us somewhere. So, anyway, Jalen, once again, thank you for your time, man. You're always welcome. Anytime you got some time, come on down. Let us know how you guys are doing.
Thank you.
If you want to bring someone with you, you know, your girl's always welcome. We'll get you on a microphone before too long.
You got to get around.
Yeah, we got to talk softball here this season as well. So.
Absolutely.
Not this shy around the team.
Bring them on, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break. Derek's going to come back with some news for you guys, and then we'll wrap the show. Definitely want to take time to thank Jalen McFerrin for dropping by, and all the Chico State athletes. Chico State athletics have been pretty good to us. We want to bring you a lot more of those coming up. We're hoping to have Olivia Mediano on the show, girls volleyball coming up here in the next couple weeks. Stay tuned next week, too. We're also going to have Scott Leese, author of Addicted to the Process. He's a local guy. He lives in Austin now. Anyway, he's going to be on the show next week. We're going to spend some time talking about his book and just a whole bunch of stuff. We'll throw some sports topics at him. But, Derek, you ready for the news?
I am, yes. Always ready. All right, guys.
Or the world.
With Derek Isumaki.
late breaking news, guys. For those of you who weren't aware, this past weekend was Burning Man. Woo-woo! Never been to it. Looks awful to me. Could never survive it. I had a 3-day festival in Angel Hills and almost thought about suicide for a little bit. Contemplated it. But Burning Man sounds awful to me. And however, the name took a literal turn this past weekend. as they figuratively burn a man. That's kind of the whole idea of Burning Man. But unfortunately, one of the guys was evading some police and ran into one of the fires and didn't survive. So he burned. So Burning Man caused
they burned
a man, to burn.
Man at Burning Man.
They burned a man at Burning Man. A real man at Burning Man.
It's about time.
Like, let's take this name to heart, people.
This has been going on for so many years, and I'm like, how has nothing happened so drastically that they will never do this again?
I mean, I don't think they will ever stop it because it's like, well, you know, the guy was probably crazy on drugs and whatnot. And I always accept that fact because, let's face it, that's all you do at Burning Man. At least so I've heard. I've actually never gone, nor will I ever go.
Never done it. I heard it's fun, though.
For people who like that stuff, yes.
For people who like fun.
It will be fun. For those of you out there who are, you know, diehard Nintendo fans, and in particular, diehard Mario fans, I'm glad to know that Mario is advancing his career choices right now, as he is no longer a plumber. Nintendo has announced in his little avatar bio that he was a plumber, but no longer a plumber. Now he's an adventure seeker, yada, yada, yada.
No, God.
Save beaches and whatnot. Why? Yeah.
Oh, we'll lose the overalls then. No one adventures in overalls.
I was always going to say, though, who actually likes Mario? Like, if you're playing, like,
I mean, he's got a great mustache.
Yoshi.
So.
I'm just saying,
Mario, I thought was always, I mean, I knew people who were good with him on certain games. So I always thought he was kind of annoying. I don't know. It was never really my thing.
Yeah. I didn't know this news was just going to be grinds my gears.
So we're having 2 seconds.
Yeah.
How is this simply making everyone aware that Mario's no longer a plumber? He's been gone with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For those of you out there who are fond of that burger chain In-N-Out up here, SoCal, rock all the way.
What?
However, they are now in a lawsuit with Smashburger, an East Coast chain right now that is claiming that the triple double was their idea. Now, granted, there is no real triple-double in the In-N-Out menu. However, that is a very popular item you can get. And granted, Smash Burgers is a little bit different. They have 3 pieces of cheese and 2 patties. Well, I think you go to triple-double at In-N-Out, you get 3 patties, 2 pieces of cheese. So technicalities are coming in there. Is that triple?
No,
that's.
I think they have a double-double with 2 patties, and then it's triple-double or triple-triple.
You get 3 and 3. I think the first one is the meat, second one is the cheese. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah, something like that.
Either way, In-N-Out, they're facing some tough times ahead of them. Probably not, because everyone goes to In-N-Out anyway, and this lawsuit will probably just brush on the shoulders. Everyone wants to be like In-N-Out when it comes to fast food. They've pretty much made a staple of it and a cult following that I think is highly overrated.
Again, grinds my gears.
Yeah.
I gotta let people aware.
News is not opinions.
My news is, though, okay?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you talk
to. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, okay.
Fake news. It's all fake.
I'm playing to the hands that are being dealt to me right now.
All right.
Now, I actually kind of, I read this story because a person that whom I follow, he actually posted this news story. I take the person kind of seriously. Granted, he has some buffoon stuff, but I saw a thing, and he said that Usain Bolt had donated $150 million to the Hurricane Harvey victims.
Which would be impossible.
I thought to myself, like, 150, wow, that's a lot of cheddar right there. I know Usain Bolt has got some money. He's got a lot of endorsements out there. To be able to take $150 million, I feel like that his entire money would be gone. But it did come out that those were false claims. So there you go. My news covers fake news, guys.
Wow.
There you go. That's my news for you guys. Enjoy.
That was great.
Yeah, wonderful.
You don't sound excited.
No, I am. That was just wonderful. We have a lot of topics to kind of rapid fire here. So I'm going to ask you guys. We've already discussed what we want to do. You guys tell me the order. We have Browns, KD comments, Lonzo Ball, and then Derek's grinds my gears, which I thought we just got, but apparently we didn't. Where do you guys want to start? Let's go with the Browns.
Let's go with the Browns. Let's do it. So I don't know why you just looked at me when you just got that, like, intuition of let's go with the Browns. That was weird.
I don't know. You leaned in, like... Yes, let's do this. Derek, you want to introduce the topic because this is your baby.
For those of you who aren't aware, there's a lot of people out there taking kneels these days when the national anthem is being played. The Browns have been actually a team that a number of players have. Black, white, all the sorts have come together and were kneeling and praying during the national anthem during some of the preseason games. Now, however, the police union over in Cleveland was not too happy about that and decided that because they were kneeling, they would no longer hold the flag during the national anthem during the Browns games, because that's, I mean, for me, completely logical. If you don't stand for it, why even put it out there, right? Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
So
did they not realize that they're just joining them at that point?
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, so why don't we just take the flag away, everyone kneel for it, praying time for America, no national anthem. How about we just do that? That would probably infuriate everyone at that point in time because you're praying and people don't like that sometimes.
Well, they do that in NASCAR.
Yeah, NASCAR's a little bit different of an entity right there, especially its following. A lot of Midwest states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Plus, NASCAR.
Well,
that's
boring. I do like kind of the spin that some of the, and I don't, maybe calling it a spin is unfair, but some of the players basically said, we are praying for this country. It's like, now would it, your move.
No, because you can't refute that at all. Like,
yeah.
No, it's like, all right. Well.
Yeah. I'm more patriotic. Not only was I thinking about the country, I was praying to our God.
not only did the police union come out and say they're not going to do this anymore, it was stated the chief of police in Cleveland did come out and was not happy with that decision and their statements that they made. Other than, well, it's just Cleveland being Cleveland. It's a debacle.
Yeah.
And, like, it's sad. But, like, that was just, for me, when I saw that response, I was just like, okay, I don't get it. I get it. It might affect you. It might offend you a little bit way that people kneel. That I'm not one to tell you how to feel. That's your personal opinion. But physically, that's what I care about. If you hurt physically, I'll care about that. It doesn't hurt you physically. Just keep doing it, man. Ignore them. If it really affects you that much, just turn a blind eye to them. And guess what? It didn't happen to you. And you say, hey, maybe they did, but I saw everyone else standing up. Yeah. And you can take solace in that fact.
Well,
but no, you got to single out these guys that are kneeling because they have a right to. They have a feeling to. And you're going to say that's not right. It's just the arrogance on both sides kind of annoys me.
Well, and you're just making it a talking point.
Exactly.
So you want this to go away, yet you specifically, the police union in Cleveland is drawing attention to this issue, which for the people kneeling, that's victory. You know, it's more attention for them.
I
mean,
granted, I don't think that's what they're looking for in victory, quote unquote. But
well, no, but just, I think just getting that conversation started, that's
instead
a victory.
Instead of the national anthem, I think all Cleveland professional sports should just say, please rise for a moment of silence for those who live here.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to say that after LeBron leaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's have a moment of silence in Cleveland. No anthem.
That's a really good idea for Cleveland.
Pouring out for living here.
Yeah. You're handed a 40 on the way into the stadium. All right, so that's enough Browns talk for these airwaves. So KD commented on the Ringer podcast with Bill Simmons a little over a week ago. I'm going to sum it up because the quote is rather long. But basically what he said is the reason Maryland, the University of Maryland, struggled with recruiting lately is because they are sponsored by Under Armour and don't nobody want to wear Under Armour. basically said kids want to wear the shoes that they wore growing up, which is the Nikes and the Jordans. Now Adidas has made a huge comeback. And kids just don't. I mean, you look at how popular a player Curry is as far as jersey sales, and then you look where his shoe sales, signature shoe sales are, and the two things don't match. Why? Because no one likes Under Armour. KD came out and made this comment, and immediately the next day, the stock dropped 3 points, which translates into hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's crazy.
Which Under Armour's had a hell of a year. Kevin Plank came out in support of Trump earlier, which any other president, that wouldn't be very divisive. And then Steph Curry immediately came out and kind of said something about that. Kevin Plank, the owner, the CEO of Under Armour, then kind of retracted that statement. Still got a nice, I think they dropped another 7 or 8 points after that. So they've had a hell of a year. And a couple things I want to mention. First of all, Under Armour, just get a better logo and you'll be all right. Your logo's trash and lazy. It's super lazy. It's a U and an A. Nike has a swoosh and the Jumpman, two of the most iconic looks and logos in the world. Adidas owns three stripes. Under Armour has a U and an A. Again, they have a U and an A as their logo. That's just lazy.
But the U is the cross portion on the A, so it's clever.
Again,
and it looks
lazy.
Like an X.
No, it looks lazy. It looks like a bunch of guys got into a board meeting, and that's they just got tired, and they wanted to go home to their millions of dollars. And they said, yeah, let's roll with this. Good enough.
Again, they made their mark in the football world, and they're trying really hard to cross into the basketball world, and this only hinders their strive for global conquest. when you have a unit A, you're not going very far.
Yeah, so the top shoe sales of last year was LeBron number one. Signature shoes, I'm looking at. LeBron was number one. Kyrie, his former teammate, was number two. We have James Harden down. Oh, Kevin Durant's number three. Westbrook doesn't have a signature shoe, but he's on here because he's wearing the Jordan brand, was number four. We keep going down till you get to Curry at number nine. There's only like
poor guy
12 signature shoes in the league. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't tell me Klay Thompson's beating him.
No. Klay Thompson and Dwayne Wade are behind him.
Oh, thank God.
But I don't know about global sales because they're probably crushing in China.
That's probably true. Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. What is that brand again? Do we know the name?
No, I'm not even going to try.
It's a Chinese brand, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, that rounds out your... Oh, wait, nope, this is saying he's... Okay, now we have conflicting articles. I'm not going to do research live. That's no fun for anyone.
Just give it to me.
Yeah. let's move on. We only have a couple minutes left. So, Lonzo Ball, he came out... Do you have the quote in front of you?
I'll pull it up right now. Keep the lid
up. So, basically, yeah, not a problem. I'll do my best. Lonzo Ball basically said, no, kids don't listen to Nas these days. Kids just listen to Migos and Future. And basically upset a lot of hip-hop heads. Not me, because Lonzo Ball is one of these new dudes that I talk about all the time. Look at his brother in that silly haircut, his little brother in that silly haircut, and pulling up in a Lambo on his birthday. It's all just very curious to me.
No. But here's the actual quote.
Thank you.
Don't nobody listen to Nas no more. Real hip-hop is Migos and Future. Now... I'm fine.
That's the problem. Was the real hip-hop. Yeah.
Now, I get it. If you don't listen to Nas, I get it. It's a new generation and whatnot. I myself am a huge, you know, early 90s, late 80s hip-hop. I love Nas, Tribe Called Quest. Mm-hmm. That whole era is one of my favorite era of hip-hop right there. So I get it. If you don't like it, I'm not going to hark you for it because people do love the new era of hip-hop. But when you said real hip-hop, I was like, I don't know. That to me, that was treasonous. Give me back right. D'Angelo, man.
Yeah, the real. Even if you take out the real, that's still kind of a preposterous thing to say. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's don't get me wrong. I'm sure Nas is not really high on the listening charts right now.
What I love about this is, do you see the tweet from who is Lil B? The curse?
Yeah, no.
And he
gave him
the
a warning
gun.
Curse.
Yeah, he said you're 2 seconds away from getting a curse.
He gave him his rookie season curse.
Oh.
So he's got like a year curse.
Basically probation.
Yeah.
And next week we need to come in. We need to start the show with the list of players that have been cursed by Little B because it's a real thing. It's a...
Martin never learns.
No. No.
I hate this. Stop. Don't give this guy any more time than he needs.
Hey, man. He keeps cursing people. Keeps working. So that's... I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's a young guy saying stupid stuff. We all say stupid stuff when we're kids. Derek, do you have a Grinds My Gears?
I do. But, you know, I'm actually not going to do it this week. I'm going to put it off next week because I have to give a quick little shout-out to my nephew, Shane William Howes. It's his birthday today, guys.
Nice.
Nine years old. And he should be listening right now. So, Shane, shouts out to you, buddy. I know. I saw you got some fresh pair of kicks. Hey, they're only going to last for probably about a week.
We'll send you some Giants gear.
Yeah, definitely a lot of Giants gear.
I mean, you can try your best, but the guy doesn't like baseball.
Oh.
He's not. Yeah, he likes basketball. He's a Houston guy. James Harden's his man. So he's happy with CP3 being on the team. But, again... I'm going to hold the Grinds My Gear off because apparently I covered that basis.
Yeah, we already got that.
But yeah, happy birthday, dude. Love you. Enjoy your day. And yeah. I hope your mom lets you stay up late tonight.
Absolutely. Shouts to Shane. For our listeners, if you want to do some good in this world, there is a Susie Gray Memorial Fund on GoFundMe. Check that page out if you can help out at all. Tragic story. A buddy of mine, his brother's fiance died in a car wreck over the weekend, and the family's really struggling and scrambling to put things together. So if you guys can do that, if you can help at all, check that out. do some good in this world. Derek, we got another read that I missed, so you want to knock that out real quick?
Yeah, we always want to keep thanking the people that keep us on here. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Disability Action Center, dedicated to gaining social and economic justice for people with disabilities. The DAC can be reached by calling 893-8527 and at actionctr.org. Thank you, Disability Action Center.
Absolutely. That was a great read.
Yeah, that was
like
a
cold read. Yeah, that was one of your best reads, man. Good job.
I still got it. I've been practicing.
I haven't forgotten. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Talking about practice, we'll be back next Monday at 5:30. For Jerome, Derek, John, and Brad, thank you. Thanks again to our guest, Jalen McFerrin, for stopping by. We will see you guys next week.
Game over, man. Game over.
Stay tuned for the show.
From deep inside the audio device of choice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's an appropriate time now to explain to the kids what an H-bomb is. It's been a while. I'm not the person to do that, although I do, among my academic distinctions, boast the situation of having been taught physics, dumbbell physics, but physics, by the father of the H-bomb. But he didn't teach me what an H-bomb was, or is. But now, I think, you know, because the kids, they never heard from the H-bomb.